Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minnesota's latest budget forecast reverses its deficit. Faculty members say Operation MetroCert has had a major impact on college campuses across the state. And traffic in the West Metro is going to be challenging this weekend. But first, 30 more people who took part in an anti-ICE protest at a St. Paul church last month are facing federal charges. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi making that announcement today, saying 25 have been arrested so far, with more to come throughout the day. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon, activist Nakima Levy-Armstrong, and independent journalist Georgia Fort have been charged in the case already. Protesters disrupted a service at City's church on January 18th to demonstrate against one of its pastors, who's the acting director of the local ICE field office. They're accused of violating a federal law protecting places of worship. Minnesota lawmakers are debating new fraud prevention tactics amid the latest state budget forecast. Budget leaders say Minnesota is now looking at a projected $377 million surplus, thanks in part to a $133 million medical assistance audit. Governor Walz calls these health care cuts disciplined, but warned that those same changes might actually cost Minnesota $31 million in federal funding. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith dismissed the savings as a bare minimum first step.
We need to act. House Republicans stand ready in three ways: federal tax conformity. We're also looking to take the pressure off of family budgets, and we want to stop fraud.
She says right now aggressive spending cuts are the only way to protect taxpayers. A religious conference on new media at the University of St. Thomas began with mass in solidarity with migrants.
Twin Cities Archbishop Bernard Hebda talked about the emotion he felt when Operation Metro Surge was at its peak. Washington, D.C. Cardinal Robert McElroy says what happened was contrary to Catholic faith.
So I think it's the message for Minneapolis is that. And again, of my personal thanks and that of so many to Minneapolis for having endured this and really given a prophetic witness to the whole of the country.
Archbishop Hebda says he's overwhelmed by the support received from the cardinals and other high-ranking members of the church. In St. Paul, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minnesota service providers are sounding the alarm after the vice president announced plans to pause funding for Medicaid programs. President and CEO of Winona Health, Rochelle Schultz, spoke about the impact that federal Medicaid cuts would have on rural communities.
20% of our revenue comes from the Medicaid program across all of the services that we provide. In Winona County, we have about 8,000 people who are enrolled in the Medicaid program. And nearly half of those are children.
She says they're in uncharted waters and could face closure without the Medicaid dollars. A climate of fear. That's what faculty members are saying the effect is of Operation Metro Surge on college campuses across the state. Speaking at a House Higher Education Committee hearing, Winona State Faculty Association President Jenna Chernega says many students are in limbo.
The occupation has created a visa catch-22 for our international students who are terrified to leave their homes for an in-person class. And yet, if they stay home, they risk violating the very in-person learning visa requirements that allow them to be here.
She also says faculty has an increased workload due to students choosing to learn online. Two federal judges in Minnesota are looking for answers. Judge Jeffrey Bryan wants to know why prosecutor Daniel Rosen should not be held in civil or criminal contempt. According to the judge, Rosen and two fellow federal prosecutors have failed to comply with court orders by not returning property to the petitioners in more than 20 cases. This comes as Chief Federal Judge Patrick Schiltz warned Rosen and ICE officials that they must comply with court orders or risk criminal contempt charges. Schiltz is reacting to an email sent by Rosen accusing the judge of overstating the extent of ICE's noncompliance with court orders in relation to Operation Metro Surge. Traffic in the West Metro is going to be challenging this weekend. Interstate 394 will be closed in both directions between downtown Minneapolis and Highway 100 while crews remove the Penn Avenue bridge deck. The closure starts at 10 tonight, with the interstate expected to reopen on Monday. Detours use Interstate 94 and 694, along with Highway 169. The work is part of a massive project that will continue through November. The work will make important safety improvements and extend the life of more than 30 bridges and highways. Finally, nearly 60 of Minnesota's award-winning authors are fanning out across the state for tomorrow's Authors for Minnesota Day. They'll be donating and singing their work at 24 independent bookstores to raise money for immigrant justice organizations and to support small store owners who have stood up for their communities during the federal immigration crackdown. Best-selling author Jess Lowry on the outpouring of support among her peers.
Really, everybody I reached out to was so invested. The writing community is very supportive of bookstores, obviously, but also of community. And so this is a way to support both.
Bookstore visitors who make a donation to one of two social justice organizations will receive a free book. A list of participating authors and bookstores can be found on the Authors for Minnesota Day Facebook page. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.